Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Activision has taken a strong stance against the use of boosting services in Call of Duty Warzone, threatening to ban any player caught using them to inflate their skill rating, SR. Boosting services create lobbies where cheaters can artificially boost their skill rating and rank up quickly, a problem that has become more prevalent in recent weeks. To combat this issue, Activision's Team Ricochet has conducted multiple ban waves, resulting in 29,000 recent bans. Additionally, the company issued a warning to players engaging in this behavior, stating that artificially inflating SR will not be tolerated, and accounts found doing so will be banned. Furthermore, Activision pledged to take action against those providing boosting lobbies, stating that they will explore all available technical and legal options to shut down these illicit services. This crackdown comes amidst the launch of Call of Duty Warzone Mobile, which features cross-progression with Modern Warfare 3 and Warzone on console and PC, although crossplay is not supported. Season 3, which includes the addition of Rebirth Island, is set to launch on April 3rd. Microsoft has announced that Xbox enthusiasts who are members of the Insider program can now test mouse and keyboard support for Xbox Cloud Gaming. In a new Xbox Wire post, Microsoft details the latest release notes available to Xbox Insiders, revealing that Alpha Skip Ahead users can preview the mouse and keyboard feature on its cloud gaming service. Support for these peripherals will be available on the Microsoft Edge and Google Chrome web browsers, as well as the Windows PC Xbox app. However, since this is a preview feature, users may encounter some issues as Microsoft continues to improve it before a wider public rollout. The blog post notes that some games will display a controller UI by default, but the mouse and keyboard UI will activate once a player starts using the peripherals, such as moving the cursor on their mouse. Additionally, when previewing the feature, users accessing the service on a web browser must enable full screen mode for it to work properly. Microsoft has also provided a list of games that currently support mouse and keyboard on the service, along with any caveats that users may encounter. This announcement is part of Microsoft's gradual rollout of features for its cloud gaming service, which has been in beta since its release in late 2019. In recent months, Microsoft's cloud gaming service has also gained support for MetaQuest virtual reality headsets. Ghost Story Games, founded by BioShock series creator Ken Levine after closing down Irrational Games, has been working on its debut project, Judas, for over a decade. The game, often described as a spiritual successor to BioShock, has recently received its first previews, shedding light on its gameplay mechanics and narrative approach. In Judas, players take on the role of the titular character, navigating three factions vying for power aboard the Mayflower, a colony ship bound for Proxima Centauri. The gameplay incorporates elements familiar from BioShock, such as hand powers and hacking, along with mentions of roguelite elements, although details on this aspect remain scarce to preserve surprise. One of the standout features of Judas is its use of narrative Legos, a concept introduced by Levine in a 2014 GDC talk. According to Levine, narrative Legos function like pre-crafted bricks that interact with each other to create dynamic and reactive storytelling. Players interact with these narrative Legos primarily through three main NPC characters. Previewers from IGN and Jeff Keighley's YouTube channel had the opportunity to spend 6 hours playing Judas and engaging in a lengthy interview with Ken Levine. Their previews provide insights into the game's mechanics and narrative structure, showcasing its ambition to deliver a rich and immersive experience reminiscent of the BioShock series. To commemorate the 50th anniversary of Dungeons & Dragons, Wizards of the Coast aim to make a significant impact by tapping into mainstream pop culture while also reconnecting with its community of players. At GaryCon 2024, representatives from Wizards, including senior designer Amanda Heyman and senior story designer Chris Perkins, discussed how the latest campaign module, titled Vecna Eve of Ruin, drew inspiration from blockbuster movies like Avengers Endgame and popular shows like Stranger Things. Heyman highlighted the audience's growing interest in multiverse-centric stories with high stakes and epic narratives, noting that now is an opportune time to explore such storytelling avenues. Vecna Eve of Ruin, set to release on May 31st, centers around Vecna, a powerful lich wizard with roots dating back to the early days of D&D. The character gained additional recognition through its mention in the fourth season of Stranger Things. In the campaign, Vecna's goal is not to destroy the multiverse, but to reshape it in his own image, transforming existence into monstrous forms akin to himself. To combat this threat, a trio of wizards enlists the player's characters, tasking them with traversing the multiverse to reassemble the Rod of Seven Parts, a classic D&D artifact, to thwart Vecna's plans. Heyman acknowledged Vecna's newfound prominence in mainstream media, but emphasized the decision to include Vecna in the campaign was based on its significance in D&D's history and its potential to resonate with both longtime fans and newcomers. Despite being conceived after Stranger Things Season 4, Vecna's inclusion was a deliberate choice driven by its status as a prominent figure from D&D lore. Nintendo has rolled out a significant update, version 18, 0.0, for all models of the Switch console, including the Nintendo Switch, Nintendo Switch Lite, and Nintendo Switch OLED model. This update introduces several noteworthy features and improvements. Auto sleep option extended. Users now have the ability to set auto sleep intervals for up to 15 minutes when playing on TV, providing more flexibility in managing power settings during gameplay sessions. Addition of Korean language support. The Parental Controls introduction video now includes Korean as a supported language, enhancing accessibility and inclusivity for users who prefer this language. System stability improvements. As with previous updates, version 18, 0.0 includes enhancements to system stability to ensure smoother operation and overall performance. Additionally, data miners have begun analyzing the update to uncover further changes, including adjustments to the Switch's profanity filter. Nintendo remains committed to enhancing the functionality and user experience of its systems and services. Users can expect automatic downloads of system updates when their Switch consoles are connected to the internet. Alternatively, updates can be manually initiated from the system settings if needed. Rockstar Games has made Red Dead Redemption available for play via its GTA Plus service on Xbox Series XS and PlayStation 5. This includes the Undead Nightmare expansion as well. The addition of Red Dead Redemption to the GTA Plus library was first noticed by users on platforms like Twitter and was later confirmed by Rockstar Games. IGN has verified that the PlayStation 5 version of Red Dead Redemption available through GTA Plus includes a toggle for 60 frames per second, providing smoother gameplay for players. Last year, an update, 1.03, quietly introduced this option for PS5 owners, but Xbox players were limited to 30 FPAs, despite running the game in 4K resolution. While Xbox Series XS users can now access Red Dead Redemption through GTA Plus, they won't experience the same next-gen upgrade as PS5 players. Nevertheless, this move offers Xbox players an opportunity to enjoy the game as part of their GTA Plus subscriptions. It's worth noting that GTA Plus is currently available only on Xbox Series XS and PlayStation 5, meaning PC players still don't have access to Red Dead Redemption or the GTA Plus service. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we've ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.